How a sexual psychopath deceived America. For over 60 years, Dr. Alfred Kinsey has been praised and quoted as the expert on human sexuality. In 1948, he published Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, followed by Sexual Behavior in the Human Female in 1953. These two books, known as the Kinsey Reports, sent shockwaves through our society and overturned the traditional sexual order in our culture. Alfred Kinsey was a zoology professor at Indiana University who became interested in students' sexual problems. This soon became an obsession that culminated with his highly flawed sex research, which acted as a cover for his personal sexual deviances and his hatred for Judeo-Christian morality. Indiana University portrayed Kinsey as a respected family man while carefully guarding the truth. Kinsey was a bisexual sadomasochist whose own behaviors included bizarre sexual self-abuse. Kinsey was also heavily involved in making pornography in the attic of his home. He forced his wife, his staff, and their wives to appear as performers in his illegal pornographic films. Unknown to many, Kinsey had a mission to remake Americans in his image and undermine marriage and the family. Rather than surveying a cross-section of the population, Kinsey's male sampling was heavy with sex offenders, prostitutes, homosexuals, pimps, pedophiles, prison inmates, and exhibitionists. He used this information to explain the behavior of men in America. The mirror that Kinsey held up to the American public showed a country whose men were so sexually promiscuous that 95% of them could be accused of sex crimes. Kinsey concluded that since these behaviors were commonplace, they should be redefined as normal. Americans bought the deception, believed it, and then started to act on it. Perhaps the most abhorrent example of Kinsey's research was his use of pedophiles to sexually abuse hundreds of children, including infants as young as 2 months old. In order to claim that humans are sexual from birth and capable of sexual interaction as young children, this sexual torture occurred for up to 24 hours at a time by what Kinsey called his trained observers and stopwatch in hand to measure the results. In his own book, Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, Kinsey records on page 160 and 161 the tortured responses of the children, violent convulsions, excruciating pain, groaning, sobbing, or more violent cries, sometimes with an abundance of tears, especially among younger children, extreme trembling, collapse. Kinsey concluded, they derive definite pleasure from the situation. For nearly three decades, Kinsey's unscientific research went unchallenged. It was Dr. Judith Reisman, author and researcher, who dared to challenge Kinsey's conclusions. She discovered that massive sexual crimes were committed against children under the rubric of science, and that Kinsey's research had been used to change our laws that had once protected women and children. Prior to the 1948 Kinsey Reports, America's legal system was based upon the common law, derived from biblical authority and natural law. After 1948, sex laws started to become more tolerant as sexual crimes were no longer viewed as sinful, but much more as conditions that could be treated. The United States made a shift from the common law to the Model Penal Code, which changed and reduced the penalties for sex crimes around the country. Today, Alfred Kinsey is the widely acknowledged father of the sexual revolution, the homosexual revolution, and comprehensive sex education in our schools. His fraudulent research is the basis for many of the ideas taught in comprehensive sex
BBS
education
Radio.
Today.
Hey, BBS Radio.
Such as that 10% of the population is homosexual. The true percentage is less than 2 to 3%.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, just wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, you can do so. That number is 1-281-845-4704. That is, again, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page there, top left side of the page, subscribe, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of that page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, we titled today's show, A Little Too Quiet Out There. I don't know if anybody pays attention in silence because that's where the still small voice of the Lord is, but I'll tell you what, it's a little too quiet for me. It's like the calm before the storm. And every once in a while you get into this and you can just feel everything is super still out there, like there's not a lot of spiritual traffic going on. That's usually when I start to perk up a little bit more than I'm already perked up, for a better way of saying it. What's the price of freedom, friends? Eternal vigilance. I mean, I am that snake with my eyes both wide open, coiled up, ready to strike, and waiting for the attack, or should I say at least the next attack. And that's what I want to talk about today, because I would rather have, concerning what's going on in America today, I would rather have a screaming enemy rather than a silent enemy, because a silent enemy is more deadly. And we can see that, friends, because there's a lot going on in the United States of America right now that people aren't even paying attention to. And they have no idea that they're being these insidious snakes slowly through a siege, a slow takeover. That's what siege means. A slow takeover are beginning to take up your land. Talking about the Chinese, talking about the Russians, talking about those that are trying to overthrow our Constitution, your said representatives, again, highlighting those corrupt that need to be lawfully dealt with by the American people. Psalm 94:16. Again, friends, it's too quiet out there. That's all I can say. I do want to hit some of the things that we talked about yesterday. So I want to go ahead and get to this. I was highlighting the fact that this mentally unstable abomination, both of them, by the way, because he is a sodomite. He's a foreigner, Barack Obama. We were talking about Alina Kagan here, how they were using proper pronouns, calling men males. And there was other people on the bench that didn't like that. Well, we can only guess who that is. It had to be Alina Kagan and others that are trying to change the narrative. They're subversives, and the way to do the thing, friends, concerning how they mean to overthrow our laws is just to be subversive. That's why they've given power to Facebook and given power to other outlets like X, given power over to YouTube because they want to change the narrative. And as yesterday, I was highlighting the fact that everything goes except the Word of God and the Constitution. I'm not going down like that, and nor am I going to roll over in the face of this. Why? Because too many men fought, bled, and died fighting against the very things that the American people are now succumbing to. And I'm not going to do that. They paid the ultimate price for our freedoms through their blood, through their sacrifice. And again, I'm not going to roll over and disrespect that blood. And you can equate that to Christ. And I'm not equating man to Christ and his sacrifice, not even close. I'm just trying to say, I'm giving you analogy and metaphor so you can understand what I'm saying. Because it was Christ that died. It was his blood that was shed. And I'm not going to trample the blood, Hebrews 10:26. That's what I'm telling you. So, folks, go ahead, check this out. This is Alina Kagan. Remember how I told you yesterday Alina Kagan was appointed? She is a radical, radical lesbian. She's an abomination. Our laws condemn her. She was appointed by none other than Barack Hussein Obama, who is a sodomite. He appointed over 225 sodomites, lesbians, what they call transgenders, so on and so forth, friends, to government positions. You know, and now that I say that, I want people to think for a moment, because just because an administration, a new administration comes in, what happens when you fall for the two-party system, which is unconstitutional, what happens is when that party, you know, the good guys, which are just a better, they have a better disguise under false pretenses and under feigned appearances, try to sell themselves as the good guys to you. You know, there's no difference. As a matter of fact, if you look at the crimes, you look at those that call themselves the right, they're more corrupt than those that are calling themselves the left, just for the record. But I do want you to know, friends, that those bureaucracies that have been created, those that have been appointed into those positions, they don't leave. I just want you to contemplate what I'm telling you. They don't leave. And the reason I'm highlighting this is because the American people have they have the delusional ideas that somehow or another these party systems are a government unto themselves and they can do whatever they want to do. No, if it was about making America great again, folks, it would be coming in, making reference to God's law and condemning all of the crimes that are committed against we the people. Look at 2 Kings 22. I mean, you want to talk about a man that did the job? I do the same exact thing as Josiah did. No question about it. And that's what needs to be done, because and then it would clean out, it would sweep out all the corruption, and the law would then come down on those that have been put into position. And what happens is when people don't pay attention to what I'm talking about because they don't know the Word of God or the Constitution, what they don't realize is they're inviting judgment upon themselves by tolerating it. And that's where America is today. But again, look at this. Alina Kagan, when asked if she ever judged a case a day in her life, look what she said. Does it matter? She's never been a judge. I mean, folks, this is how the mainstream media goes to bat for these criminals. And it, again, it needs to stop, and it stops with the American people. And as I've said a million times, if the American people don't want to put a stop to it, expect more judgments, because that's where we're at today. More judgments are coming in. Look at Leviticus 26, starting verse 15. Go down to the end of the chapter, folks. It's getting harsher and harsher and harsher and harsher because the people are despising the commandments, the judgments, and the statutes of the Lord. In other words, they don't want to deal with the corrupt. Therefore, the corrupt are going to deal with them. See how that works? There is no, again, in-betweenites here. So with that, friends, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here in just a moment. I think it's coming up here, and I don't want to start this next point, or I could tee it up, I guess, and I'll do just that for the sake of time. I can break it off. Have you guys heard of this new movie, Wicked, where basically it is they're using a black woman, and they're trying to, again, change society and culture? And what they're doing is they made a movie like The Wizard of Oz, right? It's called Wicked, and it's a black witch. And I think people need to pay attention to what's going on inside of these movies, because these devils, these little minions of hell, they want to go ahead and play with the time that's been allotted here for them to get it right with the Lord. They just want to go on with them bad selves, and they want to just see how far they can go before they're actually dealt with, either from the people or from on high. And remember, friends, this is what I always want to make reference to, is the law that condemns what the people are tolerating. Why? are the people tolerating these crimes? We'll be right back after this break. We're going to talk about the movie Wicked in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. BBSRadio.com. Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Hello, I'm Curtis Powers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're getting a little censorship going on here, or suppression, coming from Rumble. That's on Rumble, just for the record. We were just talking about this new movie coming out called Wicked. Everyone deserves the chance to fly, okay? I want to go ahead and show you a picture of this on social media platforms. These are all these little individuals that have sold their souls. Literally, they have sold their souls, and you'll understand why in just a moment. Allie Gruber just posted an image of Wicked, and she said, "Be warned, parents. This is what Hollywood's doing, friends. This is what they're doing. In spite of American law that condemns their crimes, the book written by Gregory Maguire has the following material inside. In this book for children, okay? This book for children, bestiality. Did I not tell you they're not going to stop with themselves? They're going to include animals sooner or later. Clearly, it's an abomination. It's the death sentence for people that promote or are a part of such an act, scripturally. I knew it was going to go here, and it's going there, friends. But this book, Wicked, this movie, Wicked, written in the book by Gregory Maguire, is bestiality. A woman with a cat, a tiger. Grape in a lot of it. That's what it says. Rape, right? But they make light of it by calling it grape. Underage children having intercourse out in public to the equivalency of the age of 12 years old. This is all crime. This is all crime. This is criminal behavior. This is what they're trying to normalize in your country. This is how dedicated they are to war against God, to get those that will war against heaven. Underage children having intercourse out in the public and much more awful material. The book series is tremendously inappropriate for anyone, especially children. Now that the movie has been released, they have reprinted the books with the movie cover, which may lead some uninformed parents to buy it for their children. This is the same movie who made toys with a XXX website on the back, so they definitely are marketing the movie to children. Folks, again, I want to stop right there. I had told the American people, when we were doing a massive amount of high schools in this country, that this is what it was going to come to. And of course, I was a liar. I was a bigot. I was a hater. But let's talk about it now. Let's have that conversation now. Am I a liar? Am I a bigot? And the fact of the matter is, they're liars. They're bigots. And folks, they hate. What do they hate? They hate the God that gave the law. They hate the Christians that point out Ephesians 5:11 concerning their nefarious activities, their criminal activities. They're, again, just trying to normalize what they're already guilty of. That's what this comes down to. So when you see people out there that are talking about going about to see this friendly little movie called Wicked, you might want to take a second take, friends. You might want to take a second look at what in fact is going on and what is being promoted again, because they're using all of those that sold themselves out to the enemy of your souls and your nation. And these are the type of people that are being used, these scoundrels, to upend who you are. They're being used as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution. Why do I say that? Because John Adams again said that our Constitution is made for only a moral and a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And again, when you look at the 86% that profess to be Christians, do you think this would be tolerated if it was really, in fact, in the hearts of those 86% to keep the commandments of the Lord out of love for him and out of love for their brothers and sisters? Absolutely not. Every single one of them belong in jail. I also want to add to that. Remember when that little boy, that little 11-year-old boy, ABC News and the mainstream media was having him on their programs? Do you remember that he came out, this 11-year-old boy was set up in drag? You guys remember this kid? Yeah. By the way, a lot of these kids are coming out and saying that they were used every step of the way by the criminals that the American people tolerated. And I want to add to that. Well, when that little boy came out, at 11 years old, it was his parents that were actually subjecting him to all of this harm, okay? This mental anguish, this perversion, so on and so forth. It got to the point where that little 11-year-old boy was found inside of a sodomite bar. Again, our laws condemn all of this activity in this country, okay? He was found in a sodomite bar where a bunch of homosexuals and lesbians hung out. And he was receiving money as he was dancing for the adults. Instantaneously, just so you can know how I respond, because I don't always tell you guys all this, but you can go online and see much of it. But what I do want you to know is I called a law firm. A law firm, mind you, that called and asked me, would I be willing to go do what others were unwilling to do? For example, when you're in Florida next time, would you go stand on the street corner? Because what we want to do is we want the police to come over and give you a ticket, and then we want to take them to task. Good, amen. We got a team we can work with. We've set three lawful precedents in the United States of America in public school. We won every single one of them. A lot of you didn't know that. You think I'm just hiding behind this microphone telling you how to live your lives. Not at all. We're doing just the exact opposite. We're leading the way as we follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. But I want you to know, when I called that law firm, I said, hey, did you guys all see this a little 11-year-old boy dancing at a what they call a gay bar in New York City? I said, is it time now for you to pick me up and to send me in? Is it now time for us to go after these people for the crimes that they're committed and they're committing on a daily basis? You know what I got back from that law firm, friends? Crickets. You want to know why they're encouraged? Because of that. Because they know that the American people are going to roll over in the face of their crimes. Well, I'm not. And I know other people out there, friends. I believe that there's a lot more out there that are just waiting for the opportunity, because when the levee breaks, it's going to break and it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good for those that are zeroing in on children. People are getting tired. They're getting sick and tired of these crimes and these abuses that they're suffering under those that they thought better of. People are tired of the crimes that are being perpetuated by the good guys in America. Just got a phone call this morning from Tim Brown. He told me a friend of ours is going to court, and he took it above state court and brought it into federal court, and the federal court shut it down, and they told this individual that's taking these corrupt judges to court that they are impervious. They're indemnified even from criminal activity in the courts. Well, I said back, I said, well, it should come as no surprise to anybody, because the American people see this all day long. I mean, look at this Marine that was just vindicated in New York for actually standing up and protecting the people on the train. Hey, folks, as if to suggest he didn't have a right to do that. No, we're obligated by God and good Samaritan laws in this country to protect our neighbors, to help them in a time of need. Well, what did the American people do? They sat back and they waited for a good judge to actually do his job. Good for you, good judge. We appreciate you, man. We know you're the reason thousands and hundreds of thousands across the country that are standing up against this corruption. We appreciate you. We're on the same side. But people were waiting for a bad verdict to come down from this jury. You want to tell me why you were waiting for a bad verdict? Because you've seen the bad verdicts over and over and over again. Oh, and by the way, you know, this is a posted script for you. You know that the mainstream media tried to make it a black-white thing again, right? Did you guys know that in the state of Minnesota, making another point but saying the same thing here, there was a state trooper that pulled over a three-time felon who was armed. He was a felon for armed robbery. And the list goes on. And what he did is he fled from the police. And what happened is once the cop got back into his car, he chased down this felon and ended up shooting him dead. The police officer, the state trooper, is defending himself. The state trooper was white. The individual that was shot dead was black. But guess what? The state media tried to do in the state of Minnesota? They tried to rehearse in the ears of the American people, namely the people in the state of Minnesota, another George Floyd case. Now, for all those that don't know the George Floyd case, you all know that he was a repeat felon, right? You know that he was in jail for this, that, and the other thing, right? I mean, he was a criminal from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. You also know that that whole thing was completely filmed. Much of it was omitted by the media. Tim Walz and Keith Ellison, both treasonous criminals. What did they do? They sat in, called the FBI way prematurely. The very next day, we found out from the chief of police on the television set that all of those that were protesting in Minneapolis, he reiterated the point and let the people in the state of Minnesota that they're not from Minnesota. They were all bussed in from Chicago. Hey, folks, you have to understand, they're trying to do their best to continuously create domestic insurrection so they can come in with a strong hand. I think everybody in the state of Minnesota now knows that they were lied to about George Floyd. I think everybody in the state of Minnesota knows why, when the media and the government in Minneapolis, a lesbian that oversaw the case concerning this white state trooper to go after and defend himself against a three-time felon, the people in the state of Minnesota the second time around completely stood up and backed him up real quick. Folks, that's what needs to happen. I'm going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
Hey, this is Bob the Plumber from IMTV, working down here in Tennessee. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer, and I just love the guy and support him totally. He is a walking, talking Bible. And I love people that love God and know the Scriptures.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Hi, this is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show, and ever since, have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. What is most appealing is his perspectives are grounded in God's Word, the Bible. Each day, Bradley speaks the uncompromised truth with integrity. My family and I are now sons and daughters of liberty. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well. God bless Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Ministry.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Oh, awesome. Awesome. That's awesome. I just learned that. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want you to see this for yourself as to what happened. It's almost like the mainstream media. See what they do is they're. I'm telling you, folks, they're dangerous. And when I'm saying they're dangerous, they are set in place to drive a narrative, regardless if it's true or not. Okay. They don't want you to have the facts. They want you to sympathize with the criminal. It's the same thing that happened with Rodney King in the 90s. All of the film that they didn't share with you, all of the crimes that were being committed during the time of the police chasing him down, to going over again over to George Floyd and seeing how they're trying to spin it again. What I was just telling you a moment ago, friends, was this right here, Minnesota State Patrol investigation exonerates Trooper Ryan Londergren and in killing of Ricky Cobb. And I'll tell you why the parents are mad is because they didn't get a whole mess of money from going after the cops. But guess who is behind all that? Just like with George Floyd. Guess who was telling these alleged victims to go after the police? The attorney general. The criminal attorney general. Who in the state of Minnesota, they hate his guts. And so do I. Same thing with Tim Walz. Hey, folks, if you want to see who's responsible for George Floyd, that's what you have to look at. Because that was all set up from start to finish. It was an opportunity, and they took it. Ask the police. Ask the eyewitnesses. All of those were completely ignored concerning the narrative they drove. What happened here in Minnesota, this state trooper, they tried to do the whole George Floyd thing all over again. And what they did is they hid the facts just like they did with George Floyd, just like they did with Rodney King, and so many other crimes that are committed. They're trying to get a racial war started. That's what they're trying to do. And nobody does it more than the criminals in the mainstream media that are just doing their job. When they tried it again the second time, you know what happened? Law enforcement stood up against the prosecutors. You know what happened in the state of Minnesota when they tried to do it again with the state trooper? All of it was on film, by the way. You're not doing it again. You're not doing it again. Why people allow this kind of stuff to go on bewilders me. But I'll tell you what, the good news is the people in the state of Minnesota, they said you're not doing it again. The law enforcement agencies, by the way, which completely denounced Keith Ellison, they hate Tim Walz's guts. Why? Because they're communists. They're subversives. And don't tell me about how the people voted them in. It's not the people that voted them in, friends. I can tell you that right now. I'm telling you, folks, what people need to do is they need to stand up and say no more of this and hold them accountable. And that's exactly what they did in the state of Minnesota the second time around. And I praise God that they did so, because everybody's seen it for what it was. And then what they did is they, by the way, the corrupt, they started hiring these high upper echelon attorneys that were just an exorbitant amount of money to try to prove that this state trooper was guilty of the crime. And guess what they tried to do? It completely backfired. Why? Because it took people time to figure out what really happened with George Floyd. This is live radio. And I just want you to hang in there with me for a moment, just so I can kind of, we're kind of on a, on an important topic right now. And I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but when you go to you go over to Google and you try to type up some of our articles, they're washing our content out. I'm just telling you, folks, you're in some dangerous time. I was just talking to my wife today, and I said, you know what's interesting is we see all of these false prophets that are being set up. You know, the Bible tells us, woe unto you when all men speak well of you. So did their fathers of the false prophets. All these popular prophets out there today, they're false prophets. I told my wife, I said, it's interesting. People think that these are like biblical prophets and they're not preaching against sin. Read Hosea 6:5. I said, they're not preaching against the sins of the world, our nation. They're not telling them to repent. They're telling them to get ready for the surprises. They're itching ears, and those people that are putting them up don't realize that they're appointed to bring judgment upon them. And it's like, whoa, read Jeremiah 23:22. It exemplifies my point perfectly. But I'm sitting there saying, I said, they're talking about portals and all this, that, and the other thing. They're doing everything but what they should be doing, and yet people think that they're actual prophets. The Lord didn't send them. Are they pointing their finger back at the nation, telling them to repent because they've offended God? No, the false prophets are okay that God's offended. They want to be in favor with man. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. My goodness. Yeah, I'm looking for this right now concerning, I had to go over to Bing, and I'm looking up Rodney King. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the problem right there.
I got to put up Rodney King real quick, and I just want you to understand to the degree that these people are going today, and I'm talking about the mainstream media and how they need to be dealt with, because it's criminal. It's criminal conduct is what it is. Some of you may have heard of this before, but it's the same thing with Floyd. It was the same thing with this felon that was let out time and time and time and time again. See, this is what happens when you put up with soft judges, friends. How's that working out for you? And some of you have the audacity to call it mercy on a society to give this guy another chance when he's guilty of committing crime after crime after crime. That is about as backwards as it gets. That's an abomination in the sight of God. Proverbs 17:15. No, mercy on a society is when a good judge doesn't tolerate the crime. Not only is they're upholding the law, but he's also deterring the crime, which is a mercy upon the innocent. Most people haven't taken the time to know that. But let's go back to prove my point, which I did not plan, but we're going to go there. It pulled up for me on Bing. Did you know that Rodney King, let's go back to this real quick. Did you know that Rodney King was driving recklessly at the speeds of 115 miles an hour? Did the mainstream media tell you that? Back in the 90s? Absolutely not. His arrest culminated at an 8-mile chase. Did the mainstream media tell you that, friends? Nope. They cut across numerous lanes of expressway traffic and red lights, going through red lights, Rodney King did, endangering the lives of innocent bystanders. Did the mainstream media tell you that? King was a convicted felon on parole for armed robbery. For armed robbery. Did the mainstream media tell you that? No, this is all the information they withheld from you. There were two other black passengers in King's cars. By the way, the mainstream media made a deal out of the color of their skin. The people didn't, okay? There were two other black passengers in King's car, but they cooperated with the police. They were handcuffed and later released without incident. Did the mainstream media tell you that? Absolutely not. This is how they operate, friends. They're scoundrels. They're useful idiots that are destroying their own people in their own country, as if to suggest they're not going to fall into the pit that they themselves have dug. They're sadly mistaken, and so are those that are using the useful idiots. King was under the influence of drugs and alcohol. King initially ignored police orders to step out of the car. When he finally did, he came out and began acting erratically, dancing around, and in the end began to make lewd gestures to the female police officer. Did the mainstream media tell you any of that? No, this is what they always do. Are they being held accountable for this, folks? Because they need to be, because they don't have a right to lie. Ignoring a command to get down on the ground, King was then tackled by the officers, only to rise up in opposition by throwing off the officers. Did the mainstream media show you any of this video? No, they didn't. Officers attempted to subdue King with a stun gun. The gun failed in subduing the 260-pound King. Did the mainstream media tell you that? Nope, they didn't. The video which the mainstream media failed to broadcast is what took place moments before the famous film that was released to the public, King charging the police officers. Remember when all the police officers were vindicated? You guys remember all this? Remember how CNN... I wish I could look at all of you right now. I really do, because this infuriates me. You know what they did? They gave a black response, no joke, and a white response. How do you overtake a country? Divide and conquer. Mark 3:25. I want you to see this. I want to change topics. I'm just highlighting all of the information they hide from you. Oh, I can tell you on a firsthand level of experience, it's exactly what they do. It's exactly how you get your information. They are liars. There is no truth in them. The narrative is already set. Somebody just said something to me about doing high schools and colleges, and he was talking about the media, and I said, oh, guy, I remember doing St. Cloud High School, College. And did you know that before I got there, they put me on the front page of the paper as anti-gay? I was a bigot. I was a hater. it was already set. Nobody called me. Nobody talked to me about it. I was already on the front page of the paper. I got to the college. Over 100 students were protesting me before I got there. I said, thanks for the crowd, man. I totally appreciate that. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. Go for it. And during my program, every one of those kids came in and listened to my message. And by the end of the message, we were giving each other hugs. No joke. You know what they said to me? Boy, we didn't know this. No, I know. The media didn't want you to know this. We'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did.
About 10
if you're
days
looking
after
for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
God who gave us life also gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, that they are not to be violated but by His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot sleep forever. Notes on the State of Virginia, 1781, Thomas Jefferson.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
E. Stanley Jones said, "Grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give." BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to get back to that story in St. Cloud, but I want you to check this out. So on Sunday, we had 1,000 more people show up at church than we had the week before. This is the same thing that happened to our Sons of Liberty media page. We had 750,000 unique visitors the first month, the second month, 850,000. The third month, it was teetering on 1 million. The next month, Google completely pulled us. Facebook shut us down. Okay. Now I want to show you something on Rumble right now, just so you can see this. So this is our Rumble page right now. If we try to play it, there's nothing there. What I was going to tell you is at church, we have 1,000 more people show up, right? It's been gaining 1,000. What's interesting is on Sunday, people were telling me that they were being kicked off Rumble. Now, when you go over to our Rumble page right now, there's an issue with Rumble. But what I want you to see is there's absolutely no issue with any other information that they're trying to throw at you. And what am I talking about? I'm going to go there right now, okay? I'm going to show you that Rumble only has issues. They're doing the same thing that YouTube is doing, but the difference is
censored, suppressed,
this is
and ignored.
This is a paid service. Okay, so I'm going to go to the front page of Rumble right now. Let's see if it pulls it up. Okay. Oh, it did. Okay, so I want you to see this. So if it's what they want you to hear, 7 million, 0.64. In P.S., on our Facebook right now, we would at least have 5 to 7 million followers. That's been completely pulled. Okay, look at all this other stuff. How to use Rumble, 34 million. No problem with their sites. No problem with Jimmy Dore. No problem with any of their little controlled operatives like Joe Rogan. No problems at all. No problem with Tucker Carlson. No problem with Fox. No problem with MSNBC. There's just the problem with the people that are telling you the information that I'm telling you. And I'm not going to shut up because they don't like it, period. Okay? So let me go back to, I'm going to make one more point before the end of the show here. And I love when we have shows like this. 281-845-4704. Now is a perfect time if you want to throw something in concerning your perspective as to what we're talking about, because none of this is up in front of me right now. This is directly shooting from the hip, Romans 8:14. But when I going back to the St. Cloud College that I did, before I got there, I was already on the front page. Nobody called, no reporter called me and asked me a word. Why? Because the narrative is already set. I went out to the college. When I got there, there was over 100 kids protesting me for being a hater. No, Hey, folks, I'm not a hater. I love the Lord. I'm magnifying his law. You know as well as I do, you hate his law. You're the hater. And first and foremost, in this country, our laws premised on God's laws condemn your crimes. They want to turn the narrative. This is what communists do. Okay, they want to turn the narrative on people because they want to browbeat you into submission. I'm not that guy. That's all I'm saying. You're not going to browbeat me, period. Okay, so what happened is I went in, I did my program. Those students all came in. I got it on film, as a matter of fact, on my channel. And what was interesting is those kids that were told that I was a hater and a bigot, this, that, and the other thing, by the end of my program, those kids, they sat up in the front row, which I was all about it. Praise God, come on up. By the end of my program, those kids were coming up asking me for hugs. No joke. You know what the kids were saying to me, the students? Boy, that's not at all what I was told. Well, then you ask the question, who told you that? Well, the media, right? There's no truth in the media. Guess where the reporter was, friends, for my event? He was sitting outside of the doors on the stairs. He didn't listen to one word I had to say. And all of the kids seen it. That's why you take it to the enemy. Let the kids see it. Let the students see it. Let the up and coming see it so they can understand the criminals that they need to deal with. Because that's what we do, okay? Nobody at any time called and asked me one question. It's the same way that you're getting your nonsense today. Let me go over and make another point here. You guys all see this thing with Syria, right? I had some friends the other day say, hey, you know, Syria's done now. What's your thoughts on that? I said it was all pre-planned. I said, all these nations they're taking down, it's all pre-planned. I said, it must have been another subversive destabilization tactic brought to you truly by none other than the CIA. And guess what, friends? That's exactly what it is. Well, some will say, Bradley, what are you talking about? You know, it's one of those things that I was talking to somebody this morning about this, and I don't know exactly who it was. He said, you know, it was my wife. It's interesting that you have to turn around to see. We were talking about the false prophets, you know, how they're not doing their job. And of course they're not. They're there for the approbation of men because they want your silver and your gold, period. The very thing Samuel and Paul denounced, by the way, in the Old and the New Testament. What's interesting is the only way that you know if you're being told the truth is oftentimes you got to pay attention to what you were told by those people. And that's one of the things that I continuously try to tell the people. Go back 20 years on the radio show. Just show us the error of our ways. Show us where we have been wrong. Show us where we've been wrong. Matter of fact, here, let me show you something real quick, just to kind of bring you up to date. I wrote the book, And I want you to see this because, again, it's me coming to the tangibility and the realization as well as to what the Lord is doing. And what I want you to see here is we just put up, I'll just go over to Sons of Liberty Media is what I'll do. On the right side of the page, if it's up yet, yep, it's there. On the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, I posted Children of the Apostate. You all know I wrote this last summer. No, actually, it was done last summer. I wrote all three of these books over the last year. You all know that, okay? Again, just I came to the same reality that you did, but I knew we were onto something. Children of the Apostate, after the movie Bonhoeffer came out, I went and seen it after I did due diligence on a documentary by Bonhoeffer, okay? By Bonhoeffer. Well, guess what's inside of the book, Children of the Apostate? Everything that Bonhoeffer dealt with Adolf Hitler was in my book. Guess who he came about? Guess who he came back to when he came back to Germany, Bonhoeffer? Guess what he did? He confronted the church for aiding Adolf Hitler to power. Okay? I don't know if you're seeing this right now, but David McCullough is talking about how this whole pandemic is exactly what Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich did. Okay? I didn't have a conversation with McCullough. Hey, and you all know I didn't have a conversation with Bonhoeffer neither. And you all know I didn't have a conversation with Martin Niemöller, right? You all remember that, right? But this book, again, is, as I called it, the you are here, if you will, in a mall map. Because it has everything in the world to do with what these people dealt with, but before the fact, not after the fact. That's Children of the Apostate, okay? And guess who's in the book? Martin Niemöller and Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And guess what the book is all about? Everything that appertains or pertains to that which Bonhoeffer and Martin Niemöller were doing after the war. I'm sorry, before, during, and after the war. Guess what they were dealing with? The disobedient, rebellious revolters within the church. Are you saying that you're Martin Niemöller? Are you saying you're Bonhoeffer? No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm telling you that the Lord's got a special mercy and a grace going on with you people to give you the heads up before, so at least you now know what you're dealing with rather than after the fact. How about that one? I challenge anybody to try to prove otherwise over the last 20 years. I don't care what people have said to me. One thing I do know is when we're on to something or the Lord drops something, I know we're on to something. That's what I do know. That's all I can say. I can't add to or take away, though I'm going to be writing a book about the prophet. I'm not claiming to be a prophet. I'm just telling you I'm going to write a book about the prophet because it's important people understand what prophets do and what they don't do. Again, read Jeremiah 23:22. We're in some serious times, and I can feel the heat of it right now. It is time for the American people to come together and put a stop to this nonsense. What I wanted to do, I got 1 minute, I just looked up at the clock, just showing you again that the Syria issue is all pre-planned. Do you guys remember General Wesley Clark? Listen carefully.
Pentagon, and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who used to work for me, and one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, no. He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information collect?"
I'm going to let it go, folks. Just hold up with me.
No. He says, "There's nothing."
Just hold up a minute. I'm going to play this out so you can see it for yourself. Just hold up. Okay. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Okay, this is what I want you to see. I'm going to play the rest of this. I want to play the rest of this so you can understand that this was all pre-planned. This is General Wesley Clark in 2007. Everybody's talking about how Syria fell. Just hang on a second. He's going to tell you it was all pre-planned. I want you to hear it for yourself.
Knew that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq. He said, I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments. And he said, I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail. So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today, and he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off.
Did you hear that? This is in 2007. I can scream in the ears of the American people, and they're not going to listen to it until it happens or after the fact. That is a scary, scary place to be. I played this video for you several times. General Wesley Clark is merely reciting in your ears and rehearsing in your ears what was given to him by the Pentagon. They already pre-planned taking down Syria and other nations. And guess who they're using to do so? They're using your sons and your daughters to do so. I want to put this in your ears before we end the show today, just finalizing this point. Remember when that pedophile, Henry Kissinger, who's now in the hell that he deserves? Oh, he does. He deserves it. He's the one that said our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. Hey, folks, this all stops when they call for war. You tell them first before you send anybody's kids. Read Amos 4. Why we're on this line of thought right now or train of thought right now? Folks, I'm telling you what. The name of the show today is Things Are Too Quiet Out There. Pay attention to what's going on right now. This is not aimed at foreigners. You are, as Soros called you, that which impedes. You're the stumbling block to a new world order. Who do you think this is all aimed at? All of this that's going on right now with Syria and these other countries, all pre-planned. I mean, you have 737 military bases in how many countries? And there's 162 of them? Who's profiting from all of this? The bankers are. The politicians are. Military-industrial complex is. If you have not taken the time to read Smedley Butler's book, War is a Racket, do yourself a favor. Because I don't want to use the word frightening. Appalling. That's the best word. As to who's responsible for making money. These corporations, this fascist state in America, the people in these corporations are willing to send their own kids to send them off to make profits for their business. I mean, it's crazy. If you haven't seen it, it's probably about a 2-3 hour read. It's really super easy to understand it. And you will think about all of what you're seeing in America today when they talk of war all over again. You'll never, ever adhere to it. And again, if it's a righteous war, just like our forefathers, they'll be the first ones to go. Is that what you're seeing? No, it's the politicians. Those that have never been in war, they're the ones that talk much of war. Send them. Folks, sorry about the technical difficulties we had today. Hopefully we're going to be back up in order tomorrow. I know that Tim has already went after Rumble during the show today, but again, we should be back up to normal. And again, sorry for any conflict that you may have had or any issues in impeding your way of seeing the show or hearing the show today. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. Can I just say one more thing since I have you hanging over? Please do not wait to make your orders until a couple days before Christmas. If you're going to do it, please do so. Sooner than later, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And by the way, when I showed you that that picture of this ad I have here, it's going to be in national magazines. You're going to be seeing these up and coming. But you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and click on it, and you can actually order the book right online. Your orders will be sent off tomorrow morning. Also consider making us or becoming a son or daughter of liberty and keeping us out there, friends, because now it matters the most. It really does. And it's December. Most people forget about us. Please do not. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.